our catch-up slot now. We've been running this, talking to people we've talked to a while back and seeing what's going on now. Do you remember this?
I just felt that, like, I was losing control. I was basically being taken over by a monster and just had every, like, thoughts and feelings in my head, and I was listening to them instead of listening to people around me and thought I knew better.
But did you know that you were harming yourself?
Probably not at the time, no, I didn't want to admit it, but after, like, after now, I can say that, yeah, and just realise how silly it was. And, well, not silly, because, like, the thoughts and feelings you have, it's hard to explain, but just should have, at the very start, when everybody was giving me the help, and I should have thought when I had the chance, like, earlier, before more damage was done.
That was 17-year-old Jordan Caldwell talking to Seamus earlier this year about his attempts to overcome anorexia, and since then he's got involved in a campaign to raise awareness about the illness and taking part in an online discussion with Prince Charles, no less. Well, he's back with us as the final guest in our catch-up series. Hi there, Jordan.
Hiya.
Good to see you. And Mum Siobhan as well, who's come into the studio. Thanks very much indeed. That was a while back when you talked to Seamus, Jordan. What's happened between then and now, then?
Since the last time I spoke to Seamus, my life just totally took off. From going from the interview here to then going with interviews with the Nolan Show, and then getting help with Fixers. Then I made a campaign to help others with anorexia. And then from that, I got to go over to the National Lottery Awards in London, and I got to meet the likes of Tinchy Strada and Liz McClarland. And then from that, through my Fixers campaign, the Prince Charles charity I Will Step Up to Serve then contacted me through that and asked me would I be a young ambassador.
So you're now a young ambassador.
Yep.
On the Prince Charles ticket, as it were. So that's, you must be very proud. Mum, Siobhan, he's done well, a boy, hasn't he?
He certainly has. He's turned his life around.
And what about your health situation, Jordan, and your eating and stuff? I mean, how's it going?
It's going really well. My weight for height now is up past 100%. It's actually at 110 now. So, and I've no issue with food anymore. I know that I need food now. Like, I'm into the gym big time, so I can see if I don't eat, then I'm not able to function as well and I can't think straight. So I've now got my healthy approach back to food instead of having the unhealthy approach.
Yes, well, I mean, what made this sudden sort of snap, do you think?
It's hard to tell because all anorexics have a turning point, but I think mine was just a build-up of a lot of things with being told that basically I was on my last leg and I'd literally, if I didn't turn it around, I wasn't going to be here and back into hospital again. And I just thought, this is it's either do or die, and I've had enough of it, and I'm going to take a stand and take control.
Well, Jordan looks very much in the pink now, Siobhan, doesn't he? I didn't see him when he was very thin, but that was clearly a very worrying time for you as a mother, and you must be delighted the way things have turned out.
Yes, we're over the moon. It was an extremely worrying time, and it was an awful time to go through together as a family, but we sort of feel we've come through it and we're a lot stronger and just very proud of him and how he's achieved it. And the good thing now is that he's wanting to speak out and make the awareness that there are boys this happens to as well. It's not just a girl's illness. And he's trying. He's got a voice now, and he's certainly not shy of talking out about it, which is a good thing.
Well, this is a very positive story about anorexia, because there are lots of families who go through, absolute torturous times, and very often with an unhappy ending as well. I mean, with all the sort of counselling and persuasion and talk in the world, some anorexics just can't eat and sometimes die of starvation. I mean, that's the bottom line here, isn't it?
It's very, very sad, and we've just been very fortunate to have the support around us through all of the counsellors, all of the medical staff involved, and also through family and friends, and we're very fortunate to be at the other side of it now, and through sheer determination, I think, as well, and Jordan's part.
Well, do you have face-to-face encounters with other anorexic people yourself, Jordan?
Yeah, actually, from the last interview that I did with you, I thought, if I can help one other person, that's worthwhile. And I'm a great believer in things are meant to be for a reason. And I don't feel that I got anorexia just to sit in a corner and just not talk about it. And I feel that if I can help and talk to other people and say from my experience, then maybe it can help. And actually, over the past couple of weeks, I've actually started talking to a couple of anorexics. And one of them actually said that it was thanks to me that she's on the road to recovery. And it's just, it's amazing to hear, because just thinking that if you, from what you've went through in your personal experience, and just to be able to say, like, yeah, I was able to help someone from your own experience, and then for them to turn around and thank you for it is just
that's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, that's really good work on your part. And now you've sort of come through it in a way. Looking back, are you clearer now how you were sort of catapulted into this thing in the first place?
Yeah, it's for, like, everybody, a lot of anorexics actually that are is mostly very, like, high, like very, like, good individuals that are either very academic or very sporty. And mine was just a build-up of a lot of things with family deaths and, like, playing for the top football team in Northern Ireland and then getting dropped. And it was just, at that time, I thought, like, why is it always me? But now I look back, I think, yeah, like, I understand why I've got it. And, like, kind of, and just, in a way, I'm glad I got it because I wouldn't be the person I am today.
What about your football plans? I mean, you were pretty good. I mean, any ambition still in that direction?
No, I don't. I've lost.